We have to ask ourselves, are those appropriate goals? Is that an appropriate military logic that we put our young men and women in harm's way to, quote-unquote, protect the Afghan population, and we do not have as our principal purpose, our principal goal, our principal mission to win and to defeat the enemy? Is it time for us to step back and take account of who our military leadership is? Are they asking the right questions? Are they providing the quality of leadership that our men and women in uniform deserve? Or are we, as a nation, have we so marginalized our commitments to nationhood, our commitments to the values and the ideals of this country, that will absolutely permit the marginalization of the young men and women who serve our nation in uniform and won't even ask the hard questions of our leadership? I would submit to you, this is not about being a Republican or a Democrat. This is about refusing to view these questions through an ideological prism, either from the left or from the right. Neither conservative nor liberal, ultra-left or ultra-right, ultra-conservative or ultra-liberal. It's time to begin analyzing these questions, this war, this leadership in the Pentagon through the cold, clear vision of committed Americans who are committed to our fellow citizens who serve us in uniform and to the ideals that led to the founding of this nation. Because if we are to preserve this country, we must maintain fidelity with those values, those ideals, and certainly maintain fidelity with the brave troops who serve this nation in combat. And we sure as hell better be able to answer the question, for what have we sent them to war?